Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. We're going to combine our Eastern Orthodox Prayer of the Hours, or Divine Office, with our readings from the Latin Rite Liturgy of the Hours, or Divine Office, today. And we're going to start by praying for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. So for the month of July, we pray, let us pray that we might again learn how to discern, to know how to choose paths of life and reject everything that leads us away from Christ and the gospel. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to thee, O our God. Glory to thee. And I guess the first part can be different depending on if there's a priest there or not. O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are everywhere and fill all things, the treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and dwell within us and cleanse us from every blemish and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit us and heal our infirmities, for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Here it says, reader, says amen and repeats, Lord have mercy, 12 times. I don't mind doing that once in my life. We all need mercy. But like I said, when they repeat that often, it's similar to our Hail Marys in the Rosary. And they want you to have a time for personal prayer and reflection. Lord have mercy. 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 Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us fall, worship and fall down before Christ our King and God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Psalm 84. How inimitable are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yes, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Ye, the sparrow hast found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose hearts are the ways of them who are passing through the valley of Baca. Make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, God of armies, of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, of your anointed. For a day within thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of armies, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And then we're going to pray Psalm 85. Remember, there's no glory to the Father, since this is orthodox, until the end of the three Psalms, not in the Eastern or Orthodox version. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thy anger. Turn us, O Lord, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thy anger to all generations? Will thou not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them turn again not to folly. Surely his salvation is nearer them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord shall give what is good, that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in you. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good. You are good. You are good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like you. All nations whom you hast made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud have risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But you, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy on me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaiden. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. When the women disciples of the Lord learned from the angel the glad tidings of the resurrection and cast off the ancestral curse, they exultantly told the apostles, "Death is despoiled. Christ our God has risen and is giving the world the great mercy." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let us, the faithful, praise and adore the Word, co-eternal with the Father and the Spirit, who for our salvation was born of a virgin, for he was pleased to ascend the cross in the flesh, and to endure death, and to raise the dead by his glorious resurrection. Glory to you, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O thou, who for our sake was born of a virgin, and didst suffer crucifixion, O good one, and didst despoil death by death, and as God didst reveal the resurrection, disdain not them which now thou hast fashioned with thy hand. Show forth thy love for mankind, O merciful one, accept the Theotokos, whom thou gave birth to thee, who intercedeth for us. And do thou, our Savior, save a despairing people. The Song of the Three. Deliver us not utterly up for thy holy name's sake, and neither annul thy covenant, and cause not thy mercy to depart from us for Abraham's sake, thy beloved, and for Isaac's sake, thy servant, and for Israel, thy chosen holy people, and thy holy one. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities. For thy name's sake, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Thou didst rise as God from the tomb with glory, and with thy sight thyself didst raise the world, and the nature of man sings to thee as God, and death has vanished, and Adam dances for joy. O Lord, and Eve, now freed from her fetters, rejoices, crying, Thou art Christ, art he who givest to all resurrection. Pray a decade of the Hail Marys and the Rosary to simulate Lord have mercy 40 times in our own Latin rite. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, spread the effective grace of your resurrection, of the flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thou who at every season and every hour in heaven and on earth art worshipped and glorified, O Christ God, long-suffering, merciful, and compassionate, who lovest the just and showest mercy upon the sinner, who callest all to salvation through the promise of blessings to come. O Lord, in this hour receive our supplications, and direct our lives according to thy commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, correct our minds, cleanse our thoughts, and deliver us from all tribulations, evil, and distress. Surround us with thy holy angels, that guided and guarded by them, we may attain to the unity of the faith, and unto the knowledge of thine unapproachable glory. for thou art blessed unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without defilement you gave birth to the God, the Word, true Theotokos. We magnify you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Lord. This is the part where the priest would bless. O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who art long-suffering in the face of our transgressions, and who has brought us even unto this present hour, wherein thou didst hang upon the life-giving tree, and didst make a way into paradise for the wise thief, and by death didst destroy death, be gracious unto us sinners and thine unworthy servants, for we have sinned and committed iniquity, and are not worthy to lift up our eyes and behold the height of heaven. We have abandoned the way of thy righteousness and have walked in the desires of our hearts. But we beseech thy boundless goodness. Spare us, O Lord, according to the multitude of thy mercy, and save us for thy holy name's sake, for our days were consumed in vanity. Rescue us from the hand of the adversary, and forgive us our sins, and mortify our carnal mind, that putting aside the old man, we may be clad with the new, and live for thee, our Master and Benefactor, that thus, by following in thy commandments, we may attain to rest everlasting, wherein is the dwelling place of all them that glory, that rejoice. For thou art indeed the true joy and gladness of them that love thee, O Christ our God, and unto thee we send up glory, with thine unoriginate Father, and thy most holy and life-giving, and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. We're going to read now our Latin Rite reading for the day, and I do hope it will be consoling and helpful for us to converse with God through this reading. So listen for what the Holy Spirit may wish to reveal to you through these words, what may wish to speak to you. A reading from the beginning of the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, by God's will, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and Timothy his brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, and to all the holy ones of the church who live in Achaia, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our afflictions and thus enables us to comfort those who are in trouble with the same consolation we have received from him. As we have shared much in the suffering of Christ, so through Christ do we share abundantly in his consolation. If we are afflicted, it is for your encouragement and salvation. And when we are consoled, it is for your consolation, so that you may endure patiently the same sufferings we endure. Our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in the sufferings, so will you share in the consolation. Brothers, we do not wish to leave you in the dark about the trouble we had in Asia. We were crushed beyond our strength, even to the point of despairing of life. We were left to feel like men condemned to death, so that we might trust, not in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. He rescued us from the danger of death and will continue to do so. We have put our hope in him, who will never cease to deliver us. But you must help us with your prayers, so that on our behalf God may be thanked for the gift granted us through the prayers of so many. Conscience gives testimony to the boast that on our behalf toward all, and especially toward you, we have always acted from God-given holiness and candor. This has been prompted not by debased human wisdom, but by God's goodness. We never write anything that you can not read and understand. We hope that just as you know us to a certain degree already, you will in time come to know us well, and will recognize that we shall be your boats, and you ours, on the day of our Lord Jesus. So again, through the Holy Apostle Paul, through Holy Bishop Paul, through Holy Evangelist Paul, you show us what it is to have true spiritual fatherhood, and you show us true friendship and true dependency, that they will come to know him, and they will come to recognize that they shall boast of one another and be recognized by one and more deeply. Yeah, talk about how we need to recognize that Paul, even as great and as gifted he is, he makes himself vulnerable and he relies on them. He says that he needs deliverance from the sorrow and the crushing burden that comes to him in this apostolate through the prayers of so many. So again, it reminds us, even if we can't, even if we feel pointless, even if we feel as if we haven't done anything and we've wasted so many opportunities to be ministers of you, we can still minister to others through our prayers, and we can still obtain power over our circumstances that way. It reminds us, even the Apostle Paul is crushed. It is not necessarily a sign that God has abandoned us if we're crushed. We want to pray that we will share in the consolation of Christ. Responsory prayer. Your love, O Lord, sustains me in the midst of all my troubles and sorrows. Your consolation gladdens my soul. As we share constantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in his consolation. In the midst of all my troubles, your consolation gladdens my soul. Second reading from the beginning of a letter to the Malgesians by St. Ignatius of Antioch, early bishop and martyr. So this will be our reading from tradition to try to pick up one element of what happened in our first reading. We should be Christians indeed, as well as in name. Ignatius, also called Theophilus, to the church of Magnesia on the Magner, a church blessed with the grace of God the Father in Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whom I salute you. I send you every good wish in God the Father and in Jesus Christ. I was delighted to hear of your love of God, so well ordered and devout, and so I decided to address you in the faith of Jesus Christ, honored as I am with a name of the greatest splendor. For I am still in chains. Though I am in chains, I sing the praises of the churches, and I pray that they be united with the flesh and spirit of Jesus Christ, who is our eternal life, a union in faith and love, to which nothing must be preferred, and above all a union with Jesus and the Father. For in him we endure all the power of the prince of this world, and shall escape unharmed. We shall make our way to God. I have had the honor of seeing you in the person of Demas, your bishop, a man of God, and the persons of your worthy presbyters, Basus and Apollos, and my fellow servant, the deacon, Zotian. May I continue to take delight in him, for he is obedient to the bishop as to the grace of God, and to the presbyters as the law of Jesus Christ. Now it hardly becomes you to presume on your bishop's youth, but rather have regard to the power of God the Father, to show him every mark of respect. This, I understand, is what your holy presbyters do, not taking advantage of his youthful condition, but deferring to him with the prudence which comes from God, or rather not to him, but to God, to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the bishop of all. So then, for the honor of him who loves us, it is proper to obey without hypocrisy, for man does not so much deceive the bishop as he can see to try to deceive the bishop he cannot see. In such a case, he has to reckon not with man, but with God, who knows the secrets of the heart. We then should really live as Christians and not merely have the name, for we many invoke the bishop's name, but do everything apart from him. Such men, I think, do not have a good conscience, for they do not assemble lawfully as commanded. All things have an end, and two things, life and death, are side by side set before us, and each man will go to his own place. Just as there are two coinages, one of God and the other of the world, each with its own image, so believers bear the image of the world. So unbelievers bear the image of the world, and so have faith, and those who have faith with love bear the image of God the Father through Jesus Christ. Unless we are ready through his power to die to the life in the likeness of his passion, his life is not in us. I offer my plenary indulgence for this time of prayer and reflection on the Word of God for the soul in purgatory. May he or she pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please cheer me up and help me focus on you and on the positive. Be an example to all believers in speech and conduct, in faith and love and purity. In this way you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Ponder these duties and attend to them so that all may see your progress. In this way you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Jesus Christ, you console the humble. Be attentive to the tears of the poor like me and my tears. Merciful God, hear the cries of the dying. Comfort them with your presence. Make exiles aware of your providential care. May they return to their home on earth and finally enter their home in heaven. Be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love. Reconcile them to yourself and to your church. Have mercy on Henry and on Bill and their intentions. Save Father Vili and Deacon Tony. Save our brothers who have died. Let them share in the fullness of redemption. God our Father, save us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.